T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Big football weekend, Steelers and Bengals. Jeff Hathorn was at Steelers practice covering it for 93.7thefan.com. He's also in Syracuse for Pitt and the Orange tomorrow, with Pitt trying to go for 10 wins in a regular season for the first time in 40 years. I called in a favor, Jeff. I made a phone call. You guys are now going to the best Italian restaurant in town tonight, and you have yours to thank for that. Yes.
Really?
Yep.
I have not discussed dinner plans. We just got in, and we were. Larry said that he had something set up for us.
Larry got frozen out. Apparently, the Larry Richard name and voice doesn't travel that far. He said, "I can't get in." So I called, and I made up a name of a very high-ranking person at Syracuse and said, I was that person. Can you get this traveling party from Pittsburgh in? And they said, absolutely. So you guys are all set.
So you didn't say you were Dino Babers then?
I don't think that's – they used to do the Boeheim show from this place.
Wow.
And he would take sometimes calls or questions from people inside this nice, fine dining establishment. And he would get into screaming matches with people that were eating ziti or linguine, and it was really something to behold.
Been epic.
Yeah, he didn't really back down. Hey, before we get into the Steelers stuff, I do have one question for you about Pitt. What is the reaction inside Pitt to this very cryptic CBS Sports report that went out last night about, well, Narduzzi could leave, but he said if he does, he'll stay on to coach the ACC championship game.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to directly talk to Pat, but there was some laughing about the report, I would say, from some in the travel party. Like, you know, that, and the one other comment was, well, the good part is that only happens when you're having a good season.
So no one is taking seriously the idea that Narduzzi is on his way out and he's going to leave for greener pastures.
No.
Okay. Good to know. So Joe Haden is questionable for the Steelers on Sunday.
He was limited at practice again today. Good news is obviously with TJ Watt that he's going to be back out there. Minka told us today that he was feeling well, but obviously Joe Haden is a guy that, even though he's not the exact same player he was a few years ago, he's still a quality corner. And with their receivers and the way the Cincinnati is able to run the football, you want as many guys, you saw it last week, as many guys back there with experience as you can. And if they can get Haden back, then you kind of get the whole gang back together. But regardless, they're going to have two of the three, which is a huge upgrade for this defense.
What do you think is the contingency plan for this game if Haden can't play at corner?
Well, I think you see Pierre and Sutton.
Okay, so no changes on that front.
No.
How about guard now that Hassenhauer's out? They're going to stick with Joe Haig, you think?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think B.J. Finney's got a chance to work himself into the starting lineup this week.
Okay.
You know, he's coming back. His back was a little sore. He missed a few weeks ago with injury. He's kind of working his way back. But, you know, Finney's got the experience. He's played a lot more at that position than Joe Haig has. I think there's a good chance you're going to see Finney at left guard to start this game.
How about the Keith Butler comments on Devin Bush and the way the words of the defensive coordinator affect the Steelers' actions with Bush this Sunday.
Yeah, I thought those were interesting. And, you know, he's been, to his credit, at least from our standpoint, he's been pretty honest with us. And I think he gave a pretty clear assessment of him needing to work on his tackling. And he also spelled out, you know, that, hey, he needs more confidence. Knowledge helps with confidence. You know, those aren't the words of somebody from the outside. Those aren't the words of some schlep media person. Mm-hmm. That's the words of the defensive coordinator. Whether those are heard, whether those impact Devin Bush, he seems to be a guy that doesn't isn't affected by at least outside criticism. At least his father is, but Devin, you know, Devin seems pretty. To see him the way we see him at practice, like he seems like the same guy for the entire year.
Doran Dickerson made an observation. We played the Butler comments, and he picked up on something that I had not heard or read anybody else pick up on from the Butler comments on Bush. And he said he made sure, talking about Butler, that he mentioned in practice in there. And Doran said, man, I hear that, and it makes me wonder about Devin Bush's practice habits and practice effort. And I thought, huh, maybe you're onto something there.
Yeah. Man, I wish I could tell you more.
Let me just ask you, I'll just ask you this way. Do you look at that as, like, Butler pointing that out for a reason, that he included that word in there when talking about Bush?
I think of it this way. The first place that he can make that correction mm-hmm. after mentioning that before practice on Thursday was on the practice field. And how do you get better? It's through reps in practice, doing things right in practice. So I get what Doran's saying. I think that was more at, hey, for him to improve, for him to get better, it's not just going to be those reps on Sundays or Mondays. It's going to be those reps the other days of the week, and that's where he's really got to make sure that he's dialed in. And I think you see that. I think he's not the only younger player that has the issues, because even at college, your athleticism can get you by even at high levels. Mm-hmm. But when you get to the NFL, it becomes a different story, and I think that is part of the issue with Devin Bush is he's been able to rely on his athleticism, and now he needs more than that to continue to play at a high level.
Jeff, knowing what you know about the Steelers, having covered their practices and been in their locker room for so many years, and knowing Tyler Boyd and Pitt and the Steelers being close by, and the Steelers get to know their players better because of that, how do you think that the Tyler Boyd, they quit comments will carry over into Sunday's game, if at all?
I think it is individual. I believe T.J. Watt when he says we haven't really thought about it. Minka's saying that, you know, that those are cute words after a win. I don't think it's a rallying cry for this team. You know, Hayward said something similar. But for people who love motivation or need any of that type mm-hmm. of stuff, I'm sure they will take it. But the people that we talk to, it doesn't seem like there's no sign up there, you know, remember the Boyd. Or anything along those lines.
Did Najee Harris make a mistake showing up to Tomlin's house for Thanksgiving empty-handed, yes or no?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to your coach's house. You're a rookie. I know you're a good rookie, and I know they don't have other options. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a bottle of wine, something. I mean, a little something, you know, for the effort there. I mean, you need to bring something, and that is a quintessential rookie mistake.
Now, Donnie Football went to his aunt's house for Thanksgiving yesterday and showed up empty-handed. Did Donnie make the same mistake?
Yeah, Donnie, you got to bring something. Something for the, I know it's your aunt. I know it's family. But just something to let her know that, you know, oh, my nephew cares. He cares to bring something I slaved over this meal, Donnie.
Donnie, did you send a message like, hey, do you guys need me to bring anything over?
Well, I did ask if I needed to stop for anything or if they needed any help.
So you put that out there and got, no, we're all good?
Yeah. But then,
Donnie,
yes,
as you get older, you'll realize that that's just code for I'm being nice,
being
bring
polite.
Something.
Yes, I agree with Jeff on that. I do agree with that. All right, Jeff. Well, then, You'll get treated to a nice meal tonight, and don't let Larry fool you. You have me and only me to thank for that.
Oh, wow. And 3 to 6 inches, by the way, up here tonight.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, God. I'll tell you what. I am, because it hits you sometime, like, I'm a little bit surprised that we haven't had any accumulation yet. Usually, snow on Thanksgiving, what would you say, Donnie? Like a 25 to 50% chance of there being some snow on the ground somewhere in that ballpark?
I feel like it takes a good bit, though, for it to actually get on the ground and stay there. I mean, we had some flurries.
Yes. All right. Jeff, enjoy the game. You can hear it on the Fan tomorrow night, 7:30, with pregame starting at 4:30. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew.
There you go. Jeff Hathorn, read him at 937thefan.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.